Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. How many ties could a hentai hem if a hentai could hem ties? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. I, of course, don't know what any of that means. But thank you to Roque for that catchphrase submission. I don't think it's going to stick, as I have no idea what the definition of hentai is. I don't know what it is, so I will not be saying that every week. But nice try, Roque. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show. We have a great one. My name is Scott Aukerman. It's Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. We're deep, so deep into October right now. And we have a good show. Coming up a little later, we have a corporate executive. We also have someone who works at a zoo. We're really running the gamut with guests today. But before we get to them, let's get to our first guest, our guest of honor, as we call him. He's a returning champion. He's been he's been here since the very first year on the show. I remember episodes he did back in the radio station when we were there. He is, of course, you know him from his AMC shows, iCal Sal, and yes. The teacher who gets mildly annoyed.
The Bad Breakers.
The Bad Breakers. I loved them.
The game show. Hosted by Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, one of the best game show hosts of all time. Chuck Woolery, Pat Sajak, Bryan Cranston.
In which contestants try to make crystal meth, which wasn't illegal at the time.
No, that's what people have to realize.
It was actually in coke.
People loved it back then. It was like, oh, okay.
It was actually in a lot of Doritos used it. Yeah. It was in everything.
Mountain Dew.
They didn't realize it got you high.
Yeah, fertilizer a lot of times.
They
was
used
in there.
It in fertilizer, Scott.
And what's weird is
buildings were made out
buildings.
Of
buildings. Birds? Birds had crystal meth in
birds.
Them.
Naturally have crystal meth in them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's a way to make it sometimes is extract it a lot, like, you know, celebrities like you and I
you
extract
don't
adrenochrome.
Lot. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. but yeah, so that the
by the way, I don't know if anyone's watched me age on screen, but clearly adrenochrome does not work. I have been a celebrity for at least 10 years.
That said,
I have been getting the baby blood.
You are 120 years old.
Eating the livers. And it doesn't work, guys.
No, the portrait of Dorian Gray is that we have.
I mean, we're trying like hell. Q is right on target. Q's got it all nailed down. They're exact. Q is right.
Yes.
But it doesn't. But
when we go
Q
to the baby harvesting farms.
Right.
And we drink the adrenochrome.
Right. And it's supposed to be so tasty. And they're always telling you it's
going
to be.
First of all, it's a little bitter.
It's a little bitter.
You know, they tell you like, oh no, it's got a sweet kind of, it's got,
right.
kinda, yeah, but no, it's honestly, no. I wouldn't drink it for fun.
No. And yet, and they tell you it's going to make you younger and da 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 da.
Yeah.
It's going to be this and that. And
it's going to make you pee more. I'll tell you that much. If that's making you younger.
Look at us.
Look at you.
As old as can be.
He of course was on those shows and now we all know him as an author. This is his second book his second book comes out this week. It's called Zillet.
And my third book or fourth, but
third.
Go ahead.
What other ones
I had I had the book of short pieces called A Load of Hooey.
I don't consider that a book.
Neither do I. Neither does the Library of Congress.
Did they take a look at it and go, pass. I didn't know you wrote two before the comedy, drama, comedy.
Well, there's also the one with David. The Scripps Hollywood said no. Not also not really a
not
book.
Not really a book. Look, I didn't really write a book either.
In book form.
Yeah, sure. It's got pages. We can agree on
it has
that.
Pages.
Yeah, trees died for...
But let's say this is my third then.
Okay, third book.
Yeah.
It's called Zealot and Other Important Rhymes. Please welcome back to the show my Mr. Show buddy, Bob Odenkirk.
Hi, everyone listening.
That's
good to
be
here. Happy to be here for this reason, because this is the most beautiful thing I ever made.
You're pointing at me. Are you talking about when I wrote for you on Mr. Show?
No.
That's so
I
nice
thought
of you.
You were the book.
Oh, no. What? Do I look like a book or something to you?
For a moment there.
I mean, yeah, there's a beautiful picture. I mean, my face.
I wrote this book with my daughter and son, Aaron and Nate, when they were little kids.
That's right. I remember you. It was so weird because there was a certain point in your life where you did not have either of those two people. They did not exist.
That's right.
The atoms and everything that
combined. I don't know how they came into being.
Honestly. And then suddenly they're here, smash cut to now.
Yeah.
You've written a book with them.
Yeah,
weird. What is this book? Now, I've read the book. Let's just full disclosure. I have read the book. I had the honor of being asked by Bob to blurb the book.
It is an honor, is it not?
It truly is. And
yeah, there's a stack of books on your desk that you're being asked to blurb.
No, this I believe I've only blurbed maybe three books. It was wonderful for you to ask me, and I believe I made it to the back.
Well, you have a little kid, so you're thinking about kids.
I am, and I'm reading terrible books all day. You know one thing about these children's books, Bob?
Yes.
And I appreciate that yours is not like this.
Okay.
Now all children's books are designed to make the parents cry when they're reading it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They're all about like, and you're a special little girl whose daddy loves you. And you're like, and they're all just like, when you came into the world,
we had nothing, a vacuum. And then we had something.
And it's like, dude, just write about a panda or something, like going on an adventure. Yeah. I don't want to sit here in tears
in
front of you.
When I talk about this book, I always talk about like themes in it and stuff. But the truth is, it's a bunch of silly rhymes.
Right.
And you, knowing my sketch work, know that this is just a version of my sketch brain
right.
turned into poems for kids.
Were you doing it like a sketch show? Like, you know how when you're...
We had writer meetings on Monday morning.
Brian Posehn would be asleep. Jay would be plotting how to get to the Capitol. What's the best route? But would... You know how when you're doing a sketch show, when we were doing Mr. Show, like every idea that comes into your head sort of gets filtered into, well, okay, how do I turn that into a sketch? Right? I mean, maybe we were writing movies at the same time.
I wasn't living like that. You know,
you weren't.
No.
Because you were doing
stand-up too. What was happening was we read a lot of books to our kids. We as part of our, you know, goodnight time ritual of four things that we did.
What were the four? Spankings, number one.
Well,
books.
For both parent and child.
Okay, I spank you. You spank me.
Then hitting, punching in the face.
Okay. Do 10 rounds.
We would, probably brush teeth.
Yeah, that's very. We just started that.
Clean up, brush teeth. Then read books. Pick like four little short books, or maybe one longer and two shorter. But a lot of books, like not just one.
Yeah,
but
we've
like
graduated to now three
more.
At a time, because anytime I open one, she'll swipe it aside like she's on Tinder or something like that.
Yeah.
And she'll just like hit it out of my hands and then like lunge for the other one.
Right.
Like,
so there's always a couple.
Yeah.
Then say goodnight to like the select. There's like five things in the room.
Right.
Like
we start
a
with the
photograph,
light.
The light, a teddy bear, a photo of this. Say goodnight, say goodnight, say goodnight. And then go to bed. So it's like three or four things. There was probably more to it. I don't remember, but it was the same. It's sort of to teach your brain
that now it's time to wind down.
Now we're heading towards go to
slumberland.
Slumberland. Indeed.
Mr. Sandman's going to pay a visit.
So after reading so many books for so many years, and I think I would say Aaron was probably about four, Nate was six. I thought, you know, I want my kids to feel like they can contribute, make things in the world, write, act, whatever. So let's
you
write
want them to be Nepo babies.
No. But I
we all want that for our children.
But you know, Scott, that when when you want to go into showbiz, there's the first thing you have to kind of get over is, am I allowed to do this?
Well, the first thing you have to do is convince your dumbass parents that it's like worth doing.
Right.
And if you can get over that hurdle and have someone who's already there, God bless you.
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
So I just wanted them to experience that of going, you know, of writing something.
Right.
And then, so we did that, and that's what this book is. This is the original.
So Bob brought the original.
And you can see
like,
it's a bunch of loose pages.
Those
we were to write one on either
side. I mean, they're coming out.
I know, it's a mess. and they're just terrible, most of them. Bill went up the hill that he had spied from his windowsill. He grew hungry, for he'd forgotten a snack. When he looked at his house, his sister waved back.
Terrible.
It's not good.
I mean,
doesn't make
let's do a few drafts.
Anyway, that's not in the book, the final. But so I just wanted
And you wrote that one, you're saying. You were telling me before.
That I wrote alone.
You're the most proud of.
That I wrote and spent hours on. No.
You wrote that last week, you were
saying. So we had those. I saved them because literally I was like, there's like 10 good ones in there.
Right.
So I kept it, thinking one day I'll be a grandparent and I'll write more and I'll maybe fix them up. And then during the pandemic, my daughter Erin is now in art school. She went to Pratt. My son is a writer. And let's clean those poems up, make them good. And she could do the drawings. And
the drawings are fantastic. She's really, really talented.
Erin Odenkirk, my daughter. And yes, isn't she something?
Yeah, they're really amazing. And they're like a professional, like, how old is she? She's probably...
She's 22.
22. It's like if a 23-year-old
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
She's like one
it's
year
literally
advanced.
Like a 23-year-old. Somehow I had gotten a 23-year-old. If you can
you
get
randomly... Saw a 23-year-old on the street, waved them down, said, "Can you draw? Can you draw?" That's what I thought was going on. But
yeah.
Then I look at the credits, because there's credits at the end as well there's a scene at the end too, like a scene after the credits, post credit scene where Nick Fury comes in and recruits you to be in the Avengers.
I'm just trying to plant the seed.
But yeah, it's really and so the all of the story, it's a collection of multiple. Short little
poems.
Silly poems. And there's a lot in there. When you sent it to me, I was kind of like, oh, a children's book. This will take, you know, the normal time a children's book takes to read, 3 hours.
Yeah. one letter at a time. Yeah,
but this took me
there's
a whole calendar year to
get
through. There's
80 poems.
Are there 80 in there?
There are 80.
There's a lot in there. It's
packed. Well, you
could
see
stuff.
How many we had to start. We actually had a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. And,
yeah,
and if there's like themes in it, we use big words a lot, fun words, and we also sort of encourage other kids to write their own poems in the book.
It's a really cool book. I mean, obviously, I thought it was your second, but apparently it's your third and a half, and it's the best one of the bunch.
It is.
Because it's the one I've read. And, I think I skimmed the one you wrote with David, but...
you actually probably wrote some of that, right? Is your name not on some of those?
I don't think I did. I doubt it.
It's loose screenplays.
Too loose.
Toulouse-Lautrec.
Yes, written by Toulouse-Lautrec.
Somehow.
He gets a shout out at least.
Somehow that was the topper in another land.
It's a really, really cool book. And what do you think? It's for ages...
I'd say it's ages... 3 to 9.
69? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's for little kids. I mean, the kids were 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 when I wrote it. So it's all about things they were thinking about then.
Right.
So it's not for, it's like Shel Silverstein is for like 14, 12 older kids who can take some darkness. This is not dark. It's sweet.
I feel like I was reading Shel Silverstein when I was 6 for some reason.
Well, look how you turned out.
Yeah, what did my parents expect?
Ruined you. Destroyed you. Oh, Giving Tree is
the Giving
Tree.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh my God, at the end, he's just a stump and everyone pees on him.
That's right. Which edition? You have the unabridged edition.
Everyone's just like, fuck you, Tree.
Those teenage frat boys, they build a frat house with the remains of a log and then they famous.
With the remains of a log.
And they pee onto the stump and then haze a kid by making him drink the pee.
Such a wonderful
And then he
story.
Falls asleep with his head on the stump and he's thankful.
And then he falls backward onto like a branch that was sticking up, and it pierces his heart, I think.
And again, that you read the unabridged version.
Right, exactly.
They no longer have the frat house, the frat party.
Who put out this book, Bob? What's the publisher?
The publisher is called Little and Brown.
Little and Brown. I've never heard of this.
Who? They're the one of the tops in the topsy turvy.
Oh, really? In the biz, country. In the children's book biz.
Look
That's
at
amazing.
That logo. Tell me you've never seen it.
That is an incredible
they put
logo.
Out loads of
an
stuff.
L, a B.
You know, Little Brown.
Not yet, because the books that I'm reading are purely just like...
Well, you will know.
Welcome to the world, little one.
Yes, I know, yeah. This is a thing.
Yeah.
This is not a thing. Yeah. Let's start there.
Here's a mirror.
Come so back tomorrow after you get that angry book. The angry teaching book.
Yeah. God damn it. Well, it's wonderful that you wrote this book, and
thanks, buddy.
I would say, I would hope it's going to be so popular, there's going to be a sequel. Could you write a sequel, or are you tapped out with all the good, or are you going to put that poem you read earlier in there?
we could write more, but I actually, what I would love to do is some of the pieces in here are really, I just like the spirit of them. The one about the kid who goes to the wedding and wrecks everything, but he's still really proud of himself.
Right.
I would like to make like a little animation.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. It could be like a, I mean, they used to do that with books. My opinion was back in the 50s and stuff like that, there were so few things.
Yes. In the world.
Like, yeah. In the world. It was just like, oh, there's a book. Well, let's turn it into a cartoon too.
Yes.
We don't have any cartoons, you know. And now there's everything.
Right.
So
right.
It's like, what,
well, that's know. What I was thinking, you know. But
plus, there's everything that we
lands.
Already made.
Well, there's too much.
Yeah. And this is my opinion. And I think you agree with me, Bob. Is if you're a content creator,
mm-hmm.
for everything you make, you got to delete something old.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to delete, like, It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm going to get rid of Breaking Bad.
All of Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Just for this book?
No, this book gets to live, but the next thing I do...
The next thing, no matter what it is, you get rid of...
It doesn't matter what it is.
You get rid of all 7 seasons?
A 5-minute monologue for stage. I ask that they remove Breaking Bad. I have that in my contract.
Okay,
if
good.
I ask... You will remove it from all.
That seems like
platforms.
Such
it's a lot of power.
Deal.
Here's the thing: they just had. I scribbled it in, and nobody.
No one knew.
Yes,
that's the thing. You
I just all I wrote is gets to remove from all platforms entire show, and then I.
A lot of people don't know that one trick that all agents hate.
That well, I'm going to put that on YouTube. That one trick that all
trick.
Agents hate.
Well, it's really fantastic.
Thanks,
and
buddy.
I'm so appreciative that I got to be a minor part on the back. Which,
yours is the best blurb, and I'm not
that's
kidding.
That's very nice. I wrote a few of them, and you picked one of them, and mine was probably the least sincere out of all of them.
I know. Picked, everybody picked, else.
Everyone else did a nice one.
Really
and when I read everyone else's, I was like, oh, was I supposed to do a sincere blurb?
No, you gave us gold with your nonsense.
Well, it's really fantastic, Bob.
Thanks,
it's out this week. Everyone can get it at all their local booksellers, as well as their national booksellers, as well as, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, international booksellers as well. People who don't sell books, you probably will not be able to get it from.
Thanks.
Yeah, please.
Thanks for the coaster. I don't want to wreck this table.
Oh, sure. Oh, I thought you were saying you were going to take it with you.
No, I wouldn't want to destroy
These wonderful signatures that are on this table, including several people you've worked with,
yes,
I believe.
Yes.
Well, Bob, we need to get to our next guest, if that's
yes.
okay. Are you okay?
I'm ready. I want to meet people.
Okay.
I was told I'd get to meet some interesting people.
This is, it used to be the show where we talked to interesting people. Now it's not that anymore.
Oh.
It's Humanities Podcast.
Oh.
And we're thinking of calling it Humanity and the Animal Kingdoms Podcast, but
uh-oh.
We're not quite sure, because that would include bugs. And I hate bugs. I want all bugs to die.
Right.
Yeah, how do you feel about bugs?
Yeah, I don't need them. I think some people like them a lot, and
like,
I just don't get it.
They talk about ants like, oh, they're vital. They're so vital.
Yeah, right.
What the fuck are they
doing?
Well,
they make anthills. Who's going to make anthills?
Well, let's get to our next guest. She is the owner and proprietor of the W Hotel in Los Angeles.
Now, see, that's beautiful hotel.
A beautiful hotel, although I don't know how much of that is due to her involvement. But she also sells kisses to all of the people who pass through the halls there. Please welcome back to the show, Bean Dip.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Maya.
Hey, how's it going, B-Dip?
It's going great, man, but you got some information wrong.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What did I get incorrect?
Well, because the kisses are given out in the bliss spa, not just in the hallways, dude. Solid brothel.
But have you kissed people in the hallways?
Yes, of course, if I'm affectionately drawn to them.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm not wrong, necessarily. I'm
You're wrong because that's not how the W's making money, bitch, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize. B-Dip, this is Bob Odenkirk.
I know who Bob Odenkirk is. I'm a huge fan, Bob. Hi.
Oh, hi, B-Dip. Never met you, and no. You seem fascinating. And how long have you been at the W?
I've been on it. I'm only on the Hollywood W. I don't want to mess with all the other ones. Yeah. I've owned it for about 6 years, six and a half,
And you work there.
Well, I work there in the spa sometimes when I feel like it. And I got to go see, like, is everybody running this okay? Is this up to luxury standards? Are they doing, like, everything to make everybody feel very special when they're staying here?
Right. Yeah. And you're sort of like a concierge or a...
It's more like undercover boss.
Wait, you're an undercover boss? But everyone knows you own it.
That's right. But they just think, oh, she's here to hang out. She wants to have a good time. But I'm making statistics in my head.
Oh, I see. Okay. Are you wearing a disguise while you're there?
Usually, yes.
What are you dressed as?
Like, usually like a, you know, from those movies, like, where they go to balls and stuff? Like Gone with the Wind.
Oh, okay. Like a big dress, like a flouncy dress.
A flouncy dress.
Ocean's like, 7 or 8?
Sort of like Ocean's 8, but if it was way back from the older days. And
Cinderella.
A petticoat.
Yes, many petticoats. I throw on about 6, 7, 8 petticoats. And what the word Bob uses is correct, flouncy, because every step I take is like, oh, shoo, shoo,
shoo, shoo. You make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Is people love you being there? Have you ever been asked to leave or?
Well, I've been asked to leave with somebody else if they're like, please come away with me.
I get it.
So, but nobody's asking me to leave because it's mine.
Oh, so you're the person in charge of the balls? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I'm in charge of the W, Scott.
I apologize.
She's in charge of the W Hotel.
Yeah, I'm in charge of the W Hotel.
No, I apologize. I'm just trying to sift through this story.
Okay, man. And I got to go check on it in my dress, undercover boss. And then if anybody does anything wrong when they're working, then I just go, hey, come over here with me. We're just going to go to a ball. And then I push them out of the W and they cannot ever come back.
They're excommunicated from
they're
the
excommunicated.
I see. So the dress has a double value. Both it's welcoming and delightful, but also it gives you cover for, hey, you.
Mm-hmm.
Get come out over. We're having a ball.
Yeah.
Have any of the employees wised up to your tactic?
Because
have any of them said, oh, no thanks, and just not gone with you?
No, because I think the dress tends to have like an effect like...
Hypnotic effect?
A hypnotic effect like when you get glamored like for vampires.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
If they're like knocking on your window and if anything in you is like, uh-oh, don't look over there. That's a vampire. Don't look too long.
Has it ever happened to you, Beendip?
Are you kidding me? Yes, dude. Yes.
Oh, so vampires have come to your windows?
Vampires come to the window, floated up like Salem's Lot. They're all knock. Come on, let us in. We need permission.
At this point, I would think a vampire would be like, God, I wish these other vampire movies aren't out there. They've tipped everyone off to the fact that we float up to windows and,
exactly.
And knock on people.
Exactly.
Now you can just be like, dude.
Hey, dude.
Not today.
Not today, devil. I'm fixing to put a black cloth in front of my eyes so I don't look at you, even though I want to.
Yeah. Oh, you do. Yeah. Have you ever let a vampire in or?
I let one in once, but I was too fast for her.
Too fast for a vampire? Because
yes.
Vampires are quick beings.
Oh, I mean, they are so quick. It's like speed of light type deal, but I was too fast, sort of like mentally.
Oh, okay. You were outsmarting her.
I outsmarted her.
Oh, okay. How would that happen?
I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to eat some blood. Hey, there's some kids next door. Let's go get them.
So you were pretending to be a vampire yourself, possum.
I was pretending to be a vampire, play possum, pretend we were going to eat some kid blood next door. She got very excited. She's like, oh, great. Well, let's go knock on the windows. Then the second she was out, I closed the door, locked it.
That's how you do it.
Oh, it was daytime?
It was night, or else she would have burned, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do vampires, I've always wondered about this, do vampires need to be then invited in again, or is the first time like a blanket, you can come in whenever you want?
This is a quick question, Scott, because many people don't know that it works like this. If you let them in one time, they are not allowed in the next time unless you do a hand motion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, come on in.
Just like even just a like, yeah. Come in.
Yes. That's what almost everybody messes up because they just go, hey. And then the vampires in, they have full permission.
I think vampires also could sometimes prey on people. You know how you ever see someone in the wild and you think you know them and you're just kind of like, hey, and then you realize you don't know them? I bet that vampires, that happens all the time and they get to go in because people just think they know. I bet when a vampire knocks on your window, you're like, oh, it's my friend. Yeah, coming in.
Totally. Yeah. Especially here in Hollywood, California, USA.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks, oh, that's a person that I know from watching a TV show I love.
Yeah,
come on
or there's
in.
The boss right. from the streamer I pitched right. to.
Yes, right. there's a boss from the streamer I pitched to.
There's come the father in. Of the baby whose adrenochrome I was draining.
That's right. There's there's my adrenochrome source. There's the father of the bride.
How much adrenochrome do you have a day? Bob and I were talking about this, I think, before you got here.
You know, I put like about 18, 19 droppers into some water in the morning.
That's good. That's a good amount. Maybe that's what we need, Bob, in order not to age.
You mean have some more? Than
yeah, more. Yeah, we need more.
Like how much are y'all doing?
Just like a teaspoon a week. I don't
Oh, no. You need about 18, 19 drops a day. Just go get you some chlorophyll from like Erewhon or something.
Right. Well, I go to the pizza place in town in the basement.
Sure. Every pizza place in town, by the way, in the basement has... some
adrenochrome babies, kidnap babies.
A lot of people don't know that about.
They think it's so hard or that there's a one pizza place that was actually...
Ping pong?
Anyway, every pizza place...
Every pizza place
has a basement.
Not just ping pong.
Oh, I didn't know it was every... That's great to know. Yeah.
But do you guys offer that at your spa? Adrenochrome treatment?
We don't yet, but we are in talks with certain countries.
Yeah. Certain countries? Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you have to kidnap children first.
Yeah, it's a whole deal where like, they kidnap for a while.
It is a whole deal.
It's
kidnapping
a whole deal.
Children.
Oh, and that really resonates with me.
Don't go into that business.
Yeah, it's a hard business because I'm not trying to kidnap kids forever. And I'm like, if we are going to kidnap them for a limited amount of time, I want them to be treated great.
You should be allowed to kidnap children for 2 days.
2 days, and the parents should be able to come. So then it's a whole other thing you got to get into. It's a lot.
Insurance, by the way, for that.
Bob, that's the other part of it. It's a whole insurance deal. If you kidnap a child for even just 2 days, suddenly...
Don't get me started.
Suddenly everybody's freaking out.
Well, Bean Dip, it's great to have you. Stick around for the entire show? We need to take a break here.
Scott,
I'd
love to stick around for the entire show and sit by Bob and talk to the other guests.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
Okay.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we have a corporate exec. We also have someone who works at a zoo. Bob, this is a packed show.
It is. And again, as you point out, you're ranging all over society.
Just, yeah.
You got the woman in the beautiful dress.
Yes,
who runs
you wore one
spa.
Today, by the way.
I did, because I'm going to glamour y'all bitches tonight.
I feel hypnotized right now. I feel like my eyes glazing over while I talk to you. It may just be boredom. I'm not quite sure.
No, it's not boredom. That's all your hormones jumping.
Shit.
Your hormones are jumping.
We need to take a break. I need to go to the washroom just to splash some cold water on my face. When we come back, we're going to have more Bob Odenkirk, more Bean Dip, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AuraFrames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Bob Odenkirk.
Hi.
Author of Zillet and Other Important Rhymes, along with Nate and Aaron Odenkirk. And I read something Nate wrote for, was it The New Yorker?
Yeah,
it was very good.
Oh, good.
Very funny.
Yeah,
I really
he's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
He's writing great comedy sketch type stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thanks.
Congratulations. You going to have any more kids?
No, just comedy pieces. I'm just okay. Going to birth more comedy pieces.
Wonderful. I've always felt you were the most successful at that. So, I mean, your kids are great.
I'm better at that, actually.
We also have Bean Dip. Bean Dip! You going to have any kids? Or
Bean Dip!
Oh, you know, I do have a couple. But
I didn't know.
Yeah.
How many?
Well, you know, there's a couple, two. Well, I guess usually a couple is two, but I mean exactly two.
Exactly a couple.
Uh-huh.
Right. When people say a couple, that can mean anything from, you know, 2 to 59 or something like that. Plus 10.
Yeah. And that, you know, they really enjoyed living in Europe.
Oh, they're in Europe now. Are they at boarding school or?
That right now, one of them's at boarding school and one of them's like running like a baguette shop.
Oh, okay. So they're totally two different ages or?
Yeah. One's 10 and one is like, I think 15 is a working age.
Oh, okay.
For baguette shops.
For baguette shops. Yeah. Yeah. If you serve alcohol, it might be 16.
Maybe. Good point, Scott.
Well, that's great. I bring them by the studio sometime if you ever.
Sure, if they feel like it. I'm not trying to force them to do anything.
To be in showbiz.
No way. I don't want them in showbiz.
What about in working in the hotel industry?
You know, they would do great at the W. And I would love for them to come over Europe, stop acting fancy, get in the W, do some stuff. Because sometimes I get busy and I need somebody else to put on the dress and go there and pretend that they're me.
I guess you could hire someone, but you'd rather have your children do
it. I'd rather have my children do it. I'd rather have Jarpy and Lenoch.
Jarpy and Lenoch?
Yeah.
That's their names?
Yeah.
Beautiful name. Why did you name? Who's the father, by the way?
Well,
if you don't mind me asking,
Bobby Cannavale.
Oh, of course. Why did I even
That's
ask?
Always the answer. Yeah.
Why even always
Bobby Cannavale. Time you ask any woman who's the father,
it's always
classic.
You always get
99%
the same
of
name.
The time.
You always get the same name.
What's that all about? I don't know. All right. Well, we need to get to our next guest. He's a corporate exec, and I believe I spoke to him once, maybe 8 years or so ago, 7 years or so ago, out there on the road. But please welcome back to the show, Tom Borman.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good. This is Bob Odenkirk.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great, Bob. Great to see you.
And
good to see you.
Bean Dip. To
Hi,
your
Tom.
Right there.
Hi, Bean Dip. Looking great in that flouncy dress.
Oh, thanks, man. You look great in your shirt. I don't know.
I would call that shirt flouncy as well.
Yeah,
what exactly
a lot going
is that?
On.
I bought it 3 sizes too big because my dryer tends to shrink things.
Okay, so you're still at the beginning of your dryer cycle on this?
Absolutely. You're looking at a brand new shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for buying something brand. I would... Next time you're on a show and you're trying to look good, I would buy the shirt 6 months in advance and then dry it a few times.
But apologies for not looking good on something that people are listening to and not seeing.
All right. I don't know that you need to get so testy with me. I mean, we have met before, Tom. Did we get along last time we met? Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't remember talking to you.
We got along swimmingly. We talked about the beautiful website, LinkedIn.com.
Oh, wait, you work for LinkedIn? Is that what?
Absolutely.
I constantly get asked to join LinkedIn, but I don't know why I would.
I think more people leave every day than actually join.
But that's what they're selling, right?
Right.
Leaving.
Right. They're selling a platform where people are leaving in droves.
A lot of emails. Would you like to leave LinkedIn? Oh, wait, no, you're not even a member yet.
But then you go yes, and then they go, okay, join.
Okay, join and then leave.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I used to be the executive vice president of creativity and innovation, but I've recently been promoted to chief innovation officer and executive vice president of Getting Linked.
Wow.
Chief innovation officer.
Yes. It's a new title that reflects my rise within the corporate ranks.
What kind of stuff do you do for chief innovations?
Well, I try to take the LinkedIn.com website to newer and greater heights.
Oh, what does that entail? Like a different masthead or...
Masthead, yes. Masthead.
I said or, and then I trailed off hoping you would like jump in and correct me of what, but it really is just the masthead?
I was going to say masthead or something better than masthead. But I am in charge of corporate branding, if that's what you were trying to hint at.
The logo.
You said masthead, absolutely. Logo. What are some other synonyms of masthead? An antiquated word almost no one uses.
Scott, you're making him so mad.
I don't understand why you are seething with anger right now.
I'm absolutely fuming. I look like a character from Amy Poehler's Pixar movie. The one who's angry.
Inside Out is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Not Elemental, where everyone on fire looks like they're angry because their heads are on fire.
Haven't seen it yet. Can't endorse it, which is a key feature of LinkedIn.com.
Oh, endorsing things is a key feature of LinkedIn.
That's right. Let's talk about what's the same at LinkedIn.com.
Okay.
Yeah, what's remained the same?
One of the key principles of LinkedIn.com is the inbox feature, which has significantly less functionality as regular email.
Okay, so
that's what you're selling.
Absolutely. It's a key selling point for LinkedIn.com. You can connect to business professionals in your field of expertise or in other fields of expertise, and you can communicate with them through the LinkedIn inbox, which is very diminished in terms of functionality.
So this is okay. So there are a lot of choices when you want to communicate with someone. You can talk directly to them.
Yeah,
that's not always available to us. Sometimes we're in different parts of the country.
That's right. You can't always be face to face with somebody.
So then a lot of people would say like, okay, let's text each other because that's direct communication at least. But then a lot of people are like, let's take this one step removed and put it on a platform like Google. And now LinkedIn goes another step removed from there, where you sign into a place. And you communicate solely through this one thing that you're not on all the time? Is that what it is?
Scott, after that explanation, I would endorse your skill of explaining things in a very obtuse way. I'd also endorse you for loving hentai.
I don't even know what it is, sir.
Hentai? You doth protest too much.
I protested once.
You got roasted, Scott. He's nailing you, dog.
Thank you, Bean Dip. I'd endorse you for being right on the money.
Thanks. I hope I can get endorsed by LinkedIn.com.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about what's new at LinkedIn.com.
Okay, so that was what was old.
No, that's what was the same.
The same. Oh, I'm sorry. A different terminology. That's the same. Now it's what's new.
Yes, what's new. A lot of websites have two-factor authentication, mm-hmm. where you can either authenticate that you yeah. are using your account with a cell phone number or an email.
Right.
We offer three-factor authentication.
Wow. Authentication, but all right.
Another where level. You can authenticate.
Another level.
Thank you. You have been endorsed again for your obtuseness.
My obtuseness just for correcting your pronunciation of a word?
I've been bullied for my pronunciation of words my entire life.
Really? Oh, which words have you?
Yeah, which ones?
Motherfucker.
Oh, no.
You are not saying that.
I can't seem to get it right.
let me take you through syllable by syllable.
You say it correctly.
Motherfucker.
Wow. You hurt my feelings.
Okay. This is the problem. Anyone that tries to explain it to you, then you get your feelings hurt.
Yes, absolutely. Now, back to the lecture at hand, to quote Dr. Dre.
Yeah. You're a big Dr. Dre fan? Big hip-hop fan?
Love Dr. Dre. Do you have his albums?
He's only made two that I can think of. Three, actually.
Name them.
Chronic 2001 or whatever it is, and then that other one, Compton. There.
You sound like a real fan.
You're the one who said, are you a fan? And I said, well, I've got his three albums. That doesn't mean that I'm a rabid fan or anything like that. I'm a casual fan at best.
So if an artist puts out only a certain amount of things and you own all of the things that they've put out, you would call yourself a casual fan?
I'm a casual. Well, look, I don't even know that Bob wrote four books, supposedly.
That's rude. That's being rude to your guest.
I'd like to be rude to you because right now you are not my favorite guest, I have to say.
Well, that's consistent with the first time I was on the podcast.
Did we fight last time you were on the podcast?
I think you fight with most of my characters.
Most of your what?
Oh, I love to do characters. I'm great at impressions.
Really? Oh, okay.
Bob was nodding. I'd like to endorse Bob for not gaslighting me when Scott is treating me poorly.
Really? You think I'm treating him poorly, Bob? Would you?
No, I think his passive-aggressive responses are not upsetting you as much as they should.
Oh, really? You think I'm the one who should be more upset?
Yeah.
I like this. I like this.
I want to say that I get that. Why you've been elevated, because your ability to be passive aggressive in a way that is almost hard to grasp. I'm sure you do your job wonderfully and you never...
Yeah, it's almost like you're a passive aggressive bitch who's insulting me, but you're also so boring while you're doing it that I just zone out.
Yeah.
So it's like you get the best of both worlds.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, where you get to say whatever it is you want and yet I am so bored with you talking that I don't pay attention.
Wow. I'd like to say it's something I've heard for the first time, but unfortunately it's not. Every time I text Scott Aukerman, I get a voice memo back that basically says...
Why aren't you LinkedIn messaging me?
Why not? Because of the reduced functionality.
Why is it reduced? Is it just out of date, or was the company taking steps to reduce it?
Think of all the things that you can do with email, whether you use Yahoo, Gmail, Hotmail, or other forms of inbox functionality.
Thank God you could only remember three. I could sense you going for 10. But...
Would you like to hear 10?
Sure.
Too bad.
Hey, Tom. When you say you do characters, do you do them at the LinkedIn offices?
Absolutely. I'm the biggest stitch up in the office.
Do some of your stuff. Yeah. Well, who do you
do? You guys go into the office still, or are you just on Zoom doing characters?
We put shock collars on our employees and forbid them from remote work.
Oh.
So anytime anyone tries to leave the office,
they get zapped.
But that would be bad at home. Is it anytime anyone tries to leave and then do work from a different location, they get zapped?
Absolutely. Well, we zap them indiscriminately.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Except when they're at work, then you wouldn't.
Then we would never zap them. That's called corporate training.
I see. So, is anyone ever just at home sleeping and they get zapped?
Absolutely. Sometimes an itchy trigger finger means that someone's going to get zapped. Also, we're a global company. Mm. So I might think I'm zapping you at 3 p.m., but really I'm zapping somebody else at 4 a.m. in their country.
Seems like that should be something you would be able to keep track of who you're zapping, what time you're zapping.
Absolutely. But we're not machines. We're humans and we're fallible.
And that's your logo or that's your slogan for the company. We're not machines. We're humans
were fallible.
On the masthead.
Yes, on the masthead. Our corporate crest, if you will.
Tom, is there any way we could get some merch with that on it?
I would love to do merch. Does anyone here have masthead capabilities?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't have a 3D printer. Is that what you're asking me? Or
what are you trying to make guns and kill people? Who has a 3D printer unless they're part of the Q movement?
That should be like a tip off to the CIA or the FBI or something. If anyone buys a 3D printer, it's like, oh, okay, this guy's going to try to make a gun and kill someone.
Absolutely. Did you see In the Line of Fire starring Clint Eastwood?
I did. He makes a little plastic gun, does he not?
Well, no, the villain does.
The villain. Well, when I say he, I mean the villain. Obviously, Clint Eastwood doesn't.
Right. Yes.
Clint Eastwood seethes with anger when he sees it.
He does, because that guy slipped one past his defenses. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's a wooden gun that fires a real bullet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Wooden gun. And it's got a little slingshot in it, right?
I do a great impression of John Malkovich.
That's
right. That's him going about his day.
So he's not really speaking to anyone because he's alone?
Yes.
Could you do him like actually talking to anyone? Or what are you doing?
Something like that.
That's great, man.
I mean, not the... Bob, you do impressions, Bob, right? Who do you do?
Gorf.
Who's Gorf?
On Dolph. Well, remember Dorf on Dolph?
I remember Dorf on Dolph, but you do Gorf on Dolph.
It's me on my knees talking about Dolph Lundgren.
I'd love to see a little bit of it. Could we do some? Or?
Well, I'll do some.
Sure. Get down on your knees. Okay, Bob's getting down on the floor.
And hi, it's me, Gorf. Have you seen any Dolph Lundgren movies recently?
Have you, Gorf?
He hasn't made any recently. Anyway, he's made a lot of great movies.
He's in the Expendables series.
He's in the Expendables. He's very good in that. Anyway, I'll get up now.
Oh my God.
That's my character.
Pretty good. A similar voice to your own.
Have you ever seen Dorf on Golf videos?
Of course, we used to watch in your office.
Then you know what.
They used to sell them. Used to be commercials for them, and they would sell tapes to lonely fathers.
We give them away for free on LinkedIn Premium, a new feature that costs zero for a trial run.
Oh, okay. I don't know that I'm going to sign up for LinkedIn.
Absolutely should, Scott. Please respond to my emails.
Those are you personally?
Absolutely.
Is that mainly one of your duties, is to send all of those emails?
If I sign up for LinkedIn, will I stop getting invitations to be on LinkedIn?
You'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
Yes.
But the answer, unfortunately, is a resounding no.
I don't know.
Another internet is what it is.
Absolutely.
Only it has less
things to do?
Less functionality. We're capturing on the nostalgia of the 90s when things were simpler. And Clinton was sticking his penis wherever he wanted.
Oh, dang, Tom.
Was he really sticking it wherever he wanted?
Jeez, Bean Dip is drooling.
Because I can only think of two places he stuck it.
Well, he stuck it in my hand. Is that one of them?
What?
Wait, I guess we didn't know that.
Hold on. Why didn't you lead with this? The former president of the United States, while he was president, stuck his penis into your hand?
I was on a White House tour, of all things. I held out my hand to try to wash it in a drinking fountain in the White House. The next thing I knew, water wasn't coming into my hand, but President Clinton was.
But also, you were going to wash your hands at a drink fountain?
Yeah, go to a restroom.
Yeah, well, come on, Tom, you're being disgusting.
I didn't have to urinate, I just needed wet hands.
Do you think that he was already going to stick his penis there and you just happened to put your hands out there to wash them and he was surprised by that?
So you think it was a happy coincidence? Well, let me tell you who wasn't happy about it. Me, when I found myself stroking off President Clinton. Let me talk about the Boolean search, because that's actually the key for LinkedIn.com.
Right.
Boolean is a high-powered search engine that allows you to find anything related to your career or whatever you'd like on LinkedIn.com.
Boolean, like meat sauce? Like Boolean?
Like rhymes with Julianne? Like margulies?
Bolognese.
Yes. Boolean, like bolognese.
Oh.
You could Boolean search for bolognese. Do you know what you'd find?
What?
Everything related to bolognese.
That exists on LinkedIn or that exists anywhere?
I wouldn't suggest searching for it on LinkedIn. You'd find very few hits.
Maybe a chef?
Of course. Someone who's proud of their bolognese recipe.
Sure. Wait, so Boolean is a different thing other than LinkedIn?
Boolean is a high-powered search engine.
You just said that.
Boolean is an acronym. The B stands for Boolean.
So don't go to LinkedIn, go to Boolean and type in LinkedIn.
Uh-oh, I've made things more confusing.
That's your work as an innovation officer.
There we go. Right, Bob, there. I would say that Bob gets me. To my core, Bob Odenkirk is inside me, understanding me.
I am. This guy's good at what he does.
I guess he is.
I think he's got a job for life.
Yeah, were you grandfathered into this? Are you like the Nepo baby of LinkedIn? Who's your father?
My father is Richard LinkedIn.
I knew it.
He named the company after himself.
He did.
Yeah. Well, it originally was the LinkedIn Project, right?
Yeah, some people say Abraham Lincoln was original from the LinkedIn family.
So wait, you're a descendant of Abraham Lincoln? Is this why Bill Clinton did all that? It's like a president-to-president kind of thing? Or
absolutely. It was an inside joke among some of the most powerful people in our country's history.
Skull and bones.
Yes. Bones going into skulls, if you know what I mean.
I think I do. At least one bone going into the skeleton of your hand, along with all that flesh around it.
Scott, yes. What's your favorite hole? You could say anything. The hole the meteor created that killed the dinosaurs, or my mouth.
I'm going to go somewhere in between. Jackson?
Okay.
Jackson hole?
Yes, that's in between my mouth and the meteorite.
Somewhere.
Scott, it's been great to be here.
Oh, thanks. You're ending your own segment. I appreciate that.
He's walking out the door.
I always appreciate someone ending their own segment when they're out of gas.
Calling my shot.
I love it.
Bye, Tom.
Shooting my shot and calling it.
No, Tom, come on. Stick,
just like President
Clinton. Stick back around. We'll end your segment if you stick around. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'd love to talk about LinkedIn's premium features.
No, thank you. We're going to end
Well, are there
here.
Any?
You can see who viewed your profile, and then you can click a button that said, are you interested in my professional career, or were you just masturbating to my profile picture?
Oh, that's cool.
I guess that's a cool feature. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we have someone who works at a zoo. I think this is a good guest. I think this will be someone that we're very interested in. Bob, you ever been to a zoo?
I have.
How many zoos have you been to in your life?
Oh, boy, 15, 20, 30.
30
I've been to
zoos.
A lot of zoos.
How many hours do you spend at each zoo, would you say?
I try to give it a couple days per zoo.
So we're talking like 60 days at a zoo in your life? Those are good zoo stats.
I honestly went to the zoo a lot.
Yeah.
When my kids were little. Yeah. Well,
just to the LA zoo. Okay, yeah. Naomi, keep the kids. I got to go to the zoo again.
They're dangerous places.
Sure.
And if your child were to be hurt or devoured,
sure.
Let's face it, it wouldn't be your fault necessarily. In fact, you would look like a hero. You brought your kid to the zoo.
Sure. Yeah.
But then this thing
happened. This hippo happened to attack.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
well, good. Well, we're going to talk to someone who works at the zoo. When we come back, we're going to have more Bob Odenkirk, more Bean Dip, more Tom Borman. Yeah. But we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Scott, let's go to the break.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Bob Odenkirk is here.
What's
author
up?
Of Zillet and other important rhymes. Out in stores now. You doing any kind of events?
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
Yes. Well, this will play the week that we're touring the country. We're going to be in New York and Boston and Chicago and San Francisco and North Carolina, Charlotte, Savannah. My daughter, Erin, and I are going to do book fairs.
Like book signings and stuff like that?
Signings and presentations and arts festivals.
How
it's really
fun. A lot of time
really
on the plane with
great.
Daddy.
Yeah, well, she's...
Wants she's traveling
to,
separately?
She'll want it to end it as quickly as possible. But,
well, that's fantastic. Well, so how can people get information about where you're going to be?
Just go online, Zillet, Bob Odenkirk Tour, and
maybe
it should tell you.
Do a Boolean search on this? Or
yeah, do a Boolean search. Yes, Bolognese. Mm-hmm. Eat some Bolognese. Get on LinkedIn.
We also have, speaking of LinkedIn, we have Tom Borman here. You've been like sobbing for the entire break. What is happening here?
Well, you keep pushing all this hentai pornography in my face and I don't want to see it. You thought you had me good, but I turned it around on you.
You certainly did.
I returned it like Agassi.
And Bean Dip is here as well.
Yeah, I would like to not see this stuff either, Scott.
Okay, look, I don't even know what it is. I'm surprised it's hentai because I don't know what the definition is.
You keep shoving it at me and talking.
Well, sure, I'm interested in it, but I don't know it. Like you say, I'm so interested in hentai. I don't know that I am. I don't know what this stuff is. I just know that I like it.
But you have a huge collection. I mean, you are slotting a stack over that is the size of a small man,
or a very large dog.
You it's taller than Gorf was when he was talking about
hentai.
Dogs.
Hentai, yeah. Bob, what do you think of hentai? You don't know what it is either, right?
I have no idea what it is, no.
Exactly. We have no idea. All right, we need to get to our next guest. Works at a zoo. That's
what more do you need to know?
What more do you need to know? Please welcome Telly Charcuterie.
Hey, how are you doing? It's good to be here, and
Hi.
I'm really excited to see you, Scott.
Hi, Telly. So good to meet you.
Hi. It's really nice that you guys were talking about hentai right before
Oh, is that something you are aware of?
It's adjacent to the job that I do.
Good.
How adjacent are we talking?
Oh, well, I produce and direct animal mating encouragement videos.
Oh, right.
At the zoo for our endangered species.
Oh,
which
the Lord's work.
If you go online on X or Facebook, they will use the derogatory term animal pornography, but that is not what we call it in the industry.
I see. So there are certain endangered species like a
white rhino,
pandas.
Sure,
and certain kinds of antelope. I don't know if you guys have heard this. Emperor penguins.
Yeah.
Lost a huge amount of ice this year.
Yeah,
no.
And anything you can do to encourage them to mate in captivity is
good for the planet.
It's good for the
animals.
Love animals. I love
not
animals.
Bugs though, right? You know,
if you find an endangered bug, for example, the bee. I do produce pornography for bees.
And is the pornography other bees or is it just humans?
Well, it depends on how endangered the animal is.
Wait, so it's humans if they're very endangered?
For example,
I'm in danger of jacking off to these videos.
We had a white rhino who, you know, it's very hard to find an additional white rhino.
Right.
We tried filming those two white rhinos.
Right.
They get confused when they see themselves on the television.
I see. So you're almost making pornography starring them for them to then make more white rhinos.
Again, it depends on how endangered the animal
is.
Right. So in certain circumstances, you get like a long-necked orangutan, and those animals you can get, there's like 50 or 60 in captivity all over the world. Hmm. So you can get a couple random ones to star in a video, and you show it to a different orangutan.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
My God, what a lot of work.
It's a huge amount of work.
You have to get them to agree to participate in the video.
Yeah.
They sign releases.
A lot of them are on strike currently in solidarity,
okay.
But we get full consent.
And this all happens in the San Fernando Valley in little hotel, shitty hotels?
Yeah, the one that looks like a zoo, because we want them to be comfortable.
Right.
So a zoo-themed hotel.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
We bring the animals in. They, you know, if they'll enjoy one another's company on camera,
yeah.
And we show.
Are you surreptitiously filming, like in through two-way mirrors,
like a hidden camera?
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's pornography. It's not. I'm not.
It's an industry.
A fucking disgusting
it's a
animal.
Job.
I beg your pardon.
It's a real industry.
I've seen
Scott,
some pornography
please.
Where it's secretly filmed. Right.
That's not. I mean, it depends on where you're finding that.
That's hentai, Scott.
Sam, you've seen a lot.
No, so you're doing this with consent, they sign releases, you're doing it in the room, you're getting close-ups.
Yeah, and
does PETA allow this?
PETA's on board.
Oh, they're there. They're usually on set.
They're making sure that
we shot something in a show that we did, and we had flies in the scene.
Oh,
right.
No.
And remember, we had PETA there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And have you ever, remember the woman from PETA said, You have 12 flies. All that matters is when you're done shooting, you need to have 12 flies.
Right. When we accidentally killed all the flies, and so we had to run around the lot, basically,
yes,
like
we
catching
actually
flies.
Shot on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. We had to run around catching flies all day. And we finally came up with 11. And she was like, close enough.
PETA's there.
Yeah, PETA's on set.
PETA also is very close to Peter, like a penis.
Scott!
The PETA principal. You brought it up earlier. Yeah.
I did. Now it's in Scott's head.
Yeah.
This is how it works.
Tom did that.
I don't know what you want me to do with that information.
Here's what I want you to do.
Words sound like words.
Sure. Like bag. That sounds like.
How do you know an animal has agreed? I mean, how do you really know that they're okay
with it? How do you get consent?
It's a double confirmation system. So you get both vocal and signature. A signature from an animal is usually a paw or snout print.
Paw print, yeah. Snout print.
And what is the vocal? Is that whatever sound, like a cow go moo?
Yeah, you can tell if an animal is distressed or happy. So you get a cow that goes moo. For example, if cows were endangered, they are not.
They are not, thank God.
I've never had to shoot cow pornography. But yeah, you get the vocal consent and the physical signature of release.
It's like two-factor authentication.
Nice callback. Yes, indeed.
Could you talk any faster?
Not possible. Doctors have tried. COVID made it worse.
Oh no, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you are a little bit worse than last time I saw you.
Absolutely.
So wait, so you're doing
yeah.
So is it all like if you get a really juicy piece like the two white rhinos, right?
Again, there's only one. This is one of the few circumstances where there is a human dressed as a rhinoceros.
I see. That's what happens is if you can't get them.
If you can't get
they dress as rhinoceri.
Yeah. You don't want to confuse the rhinoceroses that you're showing.
Do your porn? Can I ask you something? Do your porn films have stories?
Well, recently we have we've tried a couple. It's been slim pickings. You know, those pandas, no matter what kind of shit you show them,
can't get them horny.
They will not get horny.
They sleep for like 23 hours a day.
Yeah. It's so lazy.
Yeah. Disgusting.
But we have recently been introducing stories to the videos.
Yeah.
We have, you know.
I got a question. Do some of your directors and actors kind of really want to get into straight showbiz? And they're starting in animal porn.
You mean are any of these animals graduating to say like a NBC sitcom or
sure like that?
Or do they have
aspirations
too?
Yeah, I mean, look, everybody's got dreams.
I remember the monkey who's in The Hangover, who then was on that NBC show. He started in porn.
Do you know that there are several animals on IMDb that have multiple credits? Like you can click on the animal and see what other stuff they've been in.
I didn't know that. Well,
that's
you would know.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, you would know that, obviously, because you're in the biz.
Like you can click on a dog in one movie and show the other movies. I found that out this week.
Do you ever get a famous animal to be in a porn? Like, you know, when you get some like old washed up actress, you know, who finally starts doing porn at 50 or whatever?
There is a humpback whale.
Oh.
Which, as you know, were endangered until recently.
What happened recently? Were you the cause?
Well, this humpback whale is a celebrity.
Oh.
Every video we put this whale in, 15, 16 more whales would come out of those viewing sessions.
Wow.
It was an incredible. So
That's worth it. That's the goal of all pornography, human or animal, isn't it? Like the more babies you can get out of it, the more successful they are.
Yeah.
Pornography is for procreation.
So that whale is I would say, is the pinnacle of the industry right now.
Did you direct that one?
No, but I was on set.
Oh, really?
I was outside the tank, but I was there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd be dead.
Hard
if you
to
were.
Light that.
Right.
You know, water makes light refract.
Yes.
Mm. What's so good about her, Ms. Charcuterie? Why does everybody love this whale?
Sensuality.
Oh, wow.
Like, this is a whale
Sensuality.
Whose moans
can
almost cross the interspecies boundaries, and
so it's getting even other species horny.
Yeah. We had a pair of giraffe down in San Diego who would not fuck, and we showed it a whale video, and they fucked. It was great.
How do giraffes fuck? Is it with their necks?
They
wrap their necks around each other.
Whales
just
giraffes face in opposite directions and then reverse
back into each other.
Because the neck otherwise gets in the way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah. You see that spotless giraffe recently?
No.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
It was clean.
Yeah. That giraffe is a success story.
Oh, one of your stories.
It's one of mine.
What were they watching that got them? What were their parents watching?
The parents were watching classic giraffe pornography.
Classic, when you say classic,
70s?
Yeah. Oh, no, this was some of the stuff we shot on film back when.
All right, here's my big question. After they watch the porn, after they have sex, what do they mostly watch then to go to sleep? Seinfeld.
Did you just say Seinfeld?
That's what I'm guessing.
Is it like Giraffe Seinfeld?
Okay.
Like after it's all done.
Look, we have the rights to those scripts, okay? I know what you're hinting at here.
I'm saying remake it.
We have shot episodes of MASH, Taxi, and Seinfeld, early Seinfeld, because there's a...
The Seinfeld Chronicles.
Yeah.
You mean like when George is in real estate?
Yeah, the early
sure.
scripts.
It beggars belief by season 4.
Cheers before Diane. We've reshot
before
these,
Diane.
Yeah,
before Diane.
Before Diane. So that like 15 minutes.
Because I remember
minutes,
the pilot where she comes. Yeah, so it's the 15 minutes before she enters. Where Carla's just being sarcastic.
Yeah. Cold open with Sam. But we've reshot a lot of that with animals so that the animals have something to do.
To wind down.
Well,
30 Rock episodes?
Huh?
30 Rock episodes?
Too new. There's a different law for public domain if you are reshooting footage with animals.
Did they start writing that into contracts in the mid-90s?
You can do anything you want, almost.
So the cutoff currently is 2023 right now.
Yeah.
So the cutoff right now is the mid-half of 1997. So we can use anything prior
pre that and reshoot it at with animals.
So you can finally use the single guy.
Yeah, or you could do a little play out of Ma'am and George from Webster.
Maybe only one season of Veronica's Closet.
Yeah, I think Buffy we can use.
Maybe like
the animals love game shows. They love to wind down with game shows. We got that one with the whammies.
Oh, Press Your Luck. What about the Bad Breakers?
I don't know what the
Bad. Oh, Bryan Cranston hosted that. It was a game show.
Oh, yeah. The Bad Breakers.
It was about making crystal meth. Yeah.
You guys were talking about that earlier. Yeah. You know, I will say we cannot produce any pornography with birds because of the meth situation, how meth
is inside their bodies. Yeah, that's tough.
The DEA would be against that.
And those guys are always trying to shut us down.
Yeah.
Trying to find the loophole.
The DEA, really? Yeah.
Do you feel like this is what you've always wanted to make, or are you trying to use this as a springboard to making
human
porn for humans?
I don't want to get emotional here.
Uh-oh, but you are
though. Yeah.
But this was a dream, and I am so grateful.
Did you call it a wet dream?
The first time it happened, it was a wet dream. I thought, there's no way anybody's ever going to believe in this.
Right.
Nobody's ever going to let me do what I saw.
So you were like a pioneer. Are you the only person doing this?
Well, now there's a whole industry.
Wow.
But I walked into the LA Zoo and I said, guys, I can fix it. I can fix it.
Did they know what you were talking about or did you need to explain?
No, not at all. I had to explain.
Yeah, because I imagine if anyone walked in here and said, I can fix it, I would. Sure, I know something's wrong. But what specifically?
First, you have to explain what's wrong. You should have started with that. But go ahead.
But I told them what I wanted to do. They laughed me out of the zoo.
Yeah,
like literally, they laughed at you until you left.
Yeah, like they laughed. I didn't know that's what they needed me to do. So
like
I
aggressively
stayed until closed.
Yeah, I would imagine. So they're just sitting there laughing right in your face.
And at some point, the laughs become artificial, and you're like, all right, what are we doing here?
But then it closes, and you leave.
Yeah.
And they're like, great, finally, that's what we were trying to get you to do.
So I went home that night, and I shot a proof of concept, sort of
a
reel. With what?
What did you shoot that night?
I had two dogs.
So these are not endangered, but you just found two horny dogs.
Scott, she had to use what she had, man.
Sure. Well, it's on spec.
Yeah, it was on spec.
Yeah.
And I brought that video back, and
I said, look at this video I shot of two dogs fucking. Was it different people too who were working there that day?
Surprisingly, a lot of people work every day of the week at the zoo.
Oh, okay. So it was the same people.
Yeah.
So they knew why you were showing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And once they saw it, they were like, "You want us to show this to the lions?" And I was like, "Why don't we see what happens?" And I will not lie, those lions fucked that day.
Wow. Just from watching
That's
two
great.
Dogs.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah, they tried showing. Yeah, it was, so anyway, that's it was.
So the other thing you're telling us is porn works.
It does for animals and people.
But you have to be an animal or a person. And hey, this is Humanity and the Animal Kingdom's podcast, so you're on the perfect podcast.
I'm really happy. It's really important that we get the word out, okay? Because there's some, you know, there's some markets we haven't been able to.
Yeah, there's like, bias against it.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot
of people find the religious zoos.
In
the Midwest and the Bible Belt, they do not want to show pornography to their animals, and those animals are dying as a result.
Right? I hate those zoos. They're all like every cage is religious themed.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
there's like the Esau room where they have that goat that they were pretending the beard was.
Yes.
Yeah, that's classic.
Go on.
Religious zoos, they're like, hey, we're Noah's Ark. Come on in.
That's a better example.
St. Francis of Assisi, I've gathered all these animals for a hot orgy. Things like that.
Well,
have you done a St. Francis of Assisi orgy porn video?
You know what? You could. It's an excellent
There's probably idea. Recurring themes.
Yeah, we could use that as like sort of the intro sketch before the actual sex happens. That would be great.
As Bob was saying, the story is important. We've been so desensitized by hardcore pornography that's all about hitting skins. We need the story. We need sensuality. Right.
See, I'm the opposite. I think like now there's too much story in porn where I'm like, you know what? When they say, what type of porn do you like? I go, I like people having sex. Like, that's all I need.
Well, no wonder you passing over a dwarf-sized hentai pile to us.
It's a little taller than Gorf.
Okay.
But
okay.
Not as tall as Dorf. You're right.
Scott, I heard you bought the Bang Bus. True, confirm or deny.
Take a look outside the window, my friend.
Wow, there's the Bang Bus.
Is that true, Scott? I heard you have a thing with buying everything from movies that has to do with that. You bought the Pussy Wagon, the Bang Bus, like all the things from movies were Grease Lightning because it's a real Pussy Wagon.
Exactly. Yeah, any vehicle in any movie that one can presume was in the movie in order to lure someone from the opposite sex.
Oh, man, you have problems, dude.
So, Telly, you're fine where you're at. You don't need LinkedIn in order to hook up with any kind of other animal pornographers.
You know, maybe you can answer a question here. I have never signed up for LinkedIn. As to my knowledge, there's nobody in the industry who's on. How do they get my email in order to send me the initial emails that are like, you should sign up for LinkedIn?
We'll find you online. Let me open my laptop. I'm signing into LinkedIn.com. There we go. I'm putting in animal pornography in the Boolean search. I'm getting so many hits. I'm showing you the laptop. You're seeing all these business professionals.
Wait, there's like 15. There's like 15 spoof accounts of my name right there on LinkedIn. There's no verification process?
There's a three-factor authentication process.
Yeah, but somebody's using three-factor authentication process in order to sign into these fake accounts.
Well, we're beta testing it. Soon we'll get to four-factor authentication.
What can you tell me what? So, cell phone,
email, we send you a pin to one of those, and then I call you and I say, is it really you?
What's the third factor?
The one I just said, but I think we'll add a fourth where I call back again and say, come on, really?
By the way, I am reading authentication is a word.
Wow.
But in two-factor. Authentication comes up first, but authentication is a word.
You found a way to make us both look bad.
Hey, I want to own it because the one thing when an episode comes out, I love it when the corrections come in. People start saying, you said this, but you were wrong. So I just want to get out ahead of it. Authentication is actually a word, the process of making or establishing as authentic.
Hey, Tom.
Synonyms, authentication.
Tom, wow. Scott's acting like a real motherfucker, ain't he?
Absolutely. Seems like you've adopted some of the passive aggression that I brought into this recording.
This is all aggression. This is not me being passive about it, right, Bob? Hey, you've seen me being.
I'm IDing it, right? It's clear.
You've seen me being passive aggressive and aggressive.
Yes,
and
this is aggression.
Yeah, exactly.
But Tom is a master of passive aggression, and it's what makes him such a great corporate exec. You know?
Speaking of aggression, do any of the animals ever like halfway through the porn just get really angry and start attacking the other animal or
and eating
you?
Them?
We thankfully have not had any episodes where the animals will attack each other. They have attacked the crew.
Okay.
I think maybe there was a moment once with a platypus. we were shooting a shot with two platypi, and I think they got so into it that they forgot the cameras were there, and then when they realized they were being filmed, they attacked both the cameraman and our sound guy.
I've seen that in human porn too.
Yeah.
They forget that Barriers. There's a camera.
Like,
and then they go, oh!
You know, the light goes out of their eyes as they're getting into it and trying to make their eggs. And then,
are you doing menage a trois and threesomes and stuff like that too? Or are they just too endangered?
You know, there's been a lot of discussion. The panda is a hard animal to crack.
Yeah.
We've done, you know, the stories. We've done a period piece like, oh, we're in medieval times.
Bridgerton
pandas.
Parodies.
And because, you know,
nothing works.
Nothing works. So we've thought maybe we're going to have to bring in like multiple panda into a shoot to see if we can cross that threshold.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Telly. This might be forbidden to ask, but have you ever created some hybrids?
Yeah, like a half panda, half emperor penguin, an empanada, empanada.
So that the white rhino video that I was relating to you guys earlier did result in a pregnancy.
Okay.
And it was brought to term. This was like a human white rhino hybrid.
No. Oh. Wait, so a human actually impregnated the white rhino?
The other way around, but yeah.
Wait, so a woman got pregnant? Ouch.
My goodness. Hold on a second.
The woman brought a half human, half white rhino to term.
Oh.
Do you know this woman?
Do I know the woman? Yeah. It's my mom. I have a half white rhino, half human, half sibling.
Ooh. Wow. Is this how you got interested in animal pornography?
No, I was shooting. This was
you
I
were
was
shooting.
Shooting. I was shooting. This.
You're shooting your mom with a white rhino?
No, hold on. She was in a costume.
Slow down.
Like, where I'm not. I wouldn't put my mom in danger on purpose. Like,
did you not know that the white rhino was a male?
Again, I knew.
You take what you can get.
The white rhino is a male. My mother is a female, but she's inside of the costume, which was one of those inflatable things with the fans going the entire time.
And you
time.
Thought, for no, there's no
there's
way
not gonna be penetration
I'm risking.
Yeah, yeah. White rhinos have an incredibly small penis.
Yeah.
So it was not painful to my mother.
Yes.
She didn't even know
Thank
that
God.
It happened.
Thank
and
God.
Then suddenly she's pregnant.
Suddenly she's pregnant.
Wow. 9 months later, you know, we got this, I would call, it looks demonic. you know, it's hairless. Long snout, sort of like
horned.
What do you call that? Which one is it? Bebop or Rocksteady?
Oh, why are you looking at me?
Bebop.
Because she knows you love it. If you did it,
yeah. Okay, I may have a podcast about them.
So Bebop.
But we have to stop talking about TMNT on CBB.
All right.
Okay.
So it's the gestation period was truncated.
So it wasn't 9 months?
I mean, 9 months later, we're looking at it, but it
had but it was
born 5 months earlier than that.
So cut to 4 months after it's born, you're finally looking at it.
Well, all of us were scared. We kept it under a sheet. Nobody wanted to look at that. We slipped food underneath it. We're scared of it. Sure. Wouldn't you be scared of it?
How was the pregnancy? Did your mother get an epidural?
She went, that's the drugs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she went full drugs.
Good.
And also the hospital staff demanded to be blindfolded, so nobody had seen it for 5 months until we've pulled the sheet off and, you know, okay, there it is. It goes through childhood, adolescence very rapidly.
Oh, okay. Oh. So how old is...
So it is now older than me.
Oh, okay.
I should say...
In rhino
I
years.
Should say Stephen is older than me.
Right.
And works at the Pentagon.
Oh, okay. That's a good job.
Yeah, it's an excellent, excellent job.
Okay, that must be the half-human part that's sentient, I guess.
Stephen is sentient, yeah.
Okay, so the rhinos are sentient, but they can't express language usually.
Well, yes. No, Stephen can talk. It's hard to understand. The mouth shape is different.
Vocal
cords are different. But yeah, he works at the Pentagon.
Well, that's a beautiful story then. It has a happy ending. You have a wonderful family.
Wait, what?
You have a wonderful family?
How's that related?
Well,
you have a brother.
I thought you meant like you're talking about like my home life, but no.
I can ask about your home life.
I don't want to talk about that.
Why? What's going on? I want to know what's going on in your home life.
Nothing.
Man.
Okay. Nothing's going on.
What?
I'm going through a divorce.
Oh, no, Telly.
Oh, Telly.
Tell us about this. I'm sorry.
I lied about my job before.
What?
I lied about my job.
You're not an animal pornographer?
No. I lied to her about my job.
Okay.
And kept it sort of on the DL. And one day I come home and she's on the couch and the
watching
videos are all over the living room.
Yeah, she's watching.
She's like, what is this? What have you done?
Why are you filming this constantly?
Why are you filming? Very upset. I'm going through a bit of a divorce.
I'm sorry, Telly.
It's all right. It's
okay. Wasn't she grateful for the things that provided her a house, a car, a life?
You know, you sound like you were in the room because I did shout that at her.
So you Bean Dip said it very nicely.
Yeah.
You shouting it might not
I shouted that at her. She was not, and she was like, don't talk to me like that. And I was like, what about the animal kingdom? Aren't you grateful for the work we've done? Like the awards we've won? No.
Did she say anything like, have fun, you know, filming all your animal jack-off material?
Were you both in the room? That's what she shouted at me.
Right.
And then she threw together a bag of clothes and left.
Oh, my God.
Are you worried that animals are going to watch what you do and just jack off and not actually have sex?
Great question, Scott.
Yeah, a little bit, because it would destroy the business model. If you really have to... Mm-hmm. If they start, you know, jerk, because animals do masturbate, especially dolphins.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They also are the only animal that commits suicide. That's dark. Maybe you should cut it from the show.
No, I think we'll keep it in.
All right, great. Yeah. But some animals do masturbate. And when you see that starting, you shut off the video and you're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe shock them a lot like the LinkedIn employees.
Absolutely. Yeah. Put them on the payroll and shock them into oblivion.
Yeah.
You should consider instead of, look.
You guys should switch jobs is what I think.
I mean, like, I'm...
For a day, at least.
Look at me. I'm built for pornography.
You're...
You wouldn't have to start.
Very jacked.
Absolutely. You are... Yeah, you are a huge...
My nickname in high school was White Rhino.
I wondered if we were ever going to bring this up about Tom, because he wore a large shirt, like he says, but...
It was three times too big, but you're already a giant.
There are so many muscles on you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And similar to the animal, a tiny penis. You will not feel it.
Okay.
You won't feel it, Scott.
All right.
Scott, you won't feel it.
Okay, I don't want you to Bill Clinton me, by the way. Don't bring it around here.
They called me Bill Clinton for all the head I got.
Well, look, next time I think, Telly, you should be honest with your partner about...
I've learned that lesson.
Right up top.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, I mean...
First date, don't make it like a fake profile on Bumble,
You could wait till third date, maybe.
Really? You think so?
Well, I don't know. What you do for a living does tend to come up on first
dates. Yeah, I think right out of the gate, I make animal pornography. Hi, how are you doing? And then like a hug.
I think, well, I don't know. You could wait until you sit down, maybe until apps come.
So I stand up and hug that? Wait, so you want me to sit down,
start with
get
this
up, line. Hug, then say sure. I make animal pornography?
Sure.
That would upset anybody.
Okay. Start, always preface it with, you want to hear something funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
You're
a bit of a charmer there.
I should start doing that on this show. Start the show with, you want to hear something funny? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
Should be the slogan on the masthead.
Oh, this is a good slogan. Look, I'm tired of humanity's podcast and the animal. You want to hear something funny? Comedy Bang Bang.
It's no hentai. It's no hentai.
No hentai.
Comedy Bang Bang. It's no hentai.
It's not as good as hentai, but hey. All right. Well, good luck to you, Telly. I'm so sorry that
you
are going through that at
everything
home.
Else is
and I got to say, thanks for doing the Lord's work.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
you, Telly. Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it because we need more animals out there. And I'd love to see some of your work.
Well, you have to get into a cage and like hide in the... Because we're not going to release it online.
Right.
It?
I can't get a link.
No.
No. Okay.
Scott, quit being a creep, man.
He wants to see it live.
Yeah, he'd love to see it live.
Yeah, I just want the Bill O'Reilly, just fuck it, we'll do it live kind of thing out of it. But all right, guys, we are running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is a little something called plugs.
This is your time to say what you will. It's pluggy, plug, plug, plug time. And I hope that you've been up to no good. You're a naughty, naughty, naughty bad boy, and I want to hear your naughty, naughty, naughty bad plug.
Thank you so much. That was Naughty Bad Boy by Tanner Wilhelm Hale. Thank you so much to Tanner. All right, what are we plugging? Bob, obviously the book is called Zillit.
And Other Important Rhymes.
It's out this week. This is the important week to buy it because then it shoots. Is there a children's book list on the bestseller list?
Oh, I believe there is, yes.
Oh, okay. How high do you believe you're going to get up to?
Somewhere.
Okay, you'll be on the list, at least.
I predict. Yeah, I hope. Yeah. Okay, well, that's just great. A hope.
It comes out this week, and people can get it.
And everything else that I might talk about, I can't talk about because we're
recording this, and the strike is still happening. That may not be the case by the time it is released. We don't know, but we can't talk about the second spinoff, but the third show in the Breaking Bad universe.
There's actually a fun thing that I really wish I could talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't.
Okay.
I'll try to, when you tweet this out, if this is done, I'll tweet
it. You'll say what it is. Okay.
I'll tweet out my other project.
All right. Okay, Bean Dip, anything you want to plug here?
Yeah, sure, Scott. I would love for people to
go. W Hotel and Spa.
Thank you, Bob, for doing the theme song. W Hotel and Spa. Please come on down to the W Hotel, and we will give you a free meal.
A free meal?
Yes.
Anyone who comes down can get a free
meal. Anyone who comes down can get
a great deal.
Free meal if they can find me in my dress. Then if you do, say, ma'am, could I take you to a meal? And then you get a free meal.
Wait, this sounds like you're just looking for lunch companions.
Scott, give me a bite. I got so many lovers. I'm trying to get rid of all of them.
Who have you been dating recently?
Oh, don't get me started, dude. Back with Charlize.
Charlize Theron is back with you?
Yeah, she is driving me nuts, dude.
Really? What's going on with you and Charlize? She's a handful or two.
She's
handfuls,
a handful.
Actually.
She just like constantly wants to have fun. She
sounds great.
Well, it's great, but then you get exhausted. She constantly wants to read like historical fiction and to discuss it. It's just like constant. Sometimes I'm like, I need to go for a damn walk by myself.
Yeah. I need to go to the zoo, in quotes.
Yeah, I need to go to the zoo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, speaking of the zoo, Telly, what do you want to plug? Do you have a plug here?
We've just started releasing the music from the videos on compact disc and streaming. Oh. So if you want to check out any of the...
Who does the music?
We got a professional musician.
Oh, okay.
Danny Elfman does the music.
Danny Elfman is doing all the...
Does all the music for all of
for
our
all the animal porn?
Animal, yes. All of our animal pornography is produced by Danny Elfman. Not under the umbrella of Oingo Boingo, but he as a solo artist.
Yeah, like he does all of his music soundtracks.
So you can check that. You can check that out on Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
What do you enter into the search bar?
The animal. So if you want a white rhino and then Danny Elfman, you'll probably get that album.
Okay.
But yeah, just look up any of the animals.
By name.
By name. The videos don't have names because the animals don't appreciate that.
Oh, really? So they're not there looking at metadata or anything like that. They're just there for the porn.
Yeah, the title sequence would disorient them.
Right.
So
right.
We just
they don't know
starts
English.
Starts right away. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But
they like a little mood music in order to help them out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Danny is great. I mean, like the guy's got range. I don't know if you've seen it anyway. So check that out. Danny Elfman's animal pornography soundtracks.
Okay, great. And Tom Borman, what are we plugging here? Obviously, LinkedIn.
I already know.
Obviously, LinkedIn.com. But I'm excited to plug probably my favorite thing from today's recording.
Oh, what's that?
When Telly was getting vulnerable, talking about her ex, divorce, and heartbreak, and Scott interrupted it rudely and said, yeah. Do the animals just masturbate sometimes to the videos?
I felt like that we had covered everything, and I wanted to hear about the animals masturbating.
You wanted to cover it even more.
Yeah.
I get it. Hey, stop choking me and forcing this hentai in my face. Okay, I'm out of here.
Tom, thank you for ending your own plugs.
Goodbye.
And I'll thank you to never come back on this show, but...
You've said that to me before.
I want to plug, there's some great stuff there at CBB World. We have some great shows out there. We have The Neighborhood Listen. That is a big new show that is coming over to CBB World.
What is that, Scott?
That is two wonderful comedians and two...
Do I know them?
You do. And it's burnt millipede. Miapide, sorry. yeah, we'll talk about it afterwards. But Neighborhood Listen is there. There's a great show, Hey Randy, our old friend Randy Snuts, who's decidedly nicer to me than Tom Borman is when he's on the show. So many great shows over there. Head over to cbbworld.com and check it out and subscribe. And if you subscribe for a year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
You're feeling really down and the mood is right. You gotta open the bag. When you wanna make everybody free, you gotta open the bag.
Sure, why not? Keep going.
Open up the plug bag. Open the plug bag. Everybody loves it. Get your friends together and open up the plug bag. Open.
Babu, did it surprise you to learn that was only a little over 60 seconds long?
Yeah, very much.
That was Closed Plugular Spectacular by Skate Tricks. Thank you so much to Skate Tricks. If you have any plugs themes, go to cbbworld.com/plugs. And Bob, I want to thank you so much. Always
Thanks,
great
buddy.
To see you. Really love the book.
Thanks.
And I hope to see a sequel and cool. Maybe even a trilogy.
Yeah, a great idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt. It was great being here.
All right. And, you know, obviously, Bean Dip, so good to see you.
Bean Dip.
So great to see you
so
guys.
So great to meet you.
What a nice time and really a pleasure of a time.
Yeah. And Tom Borman, you start sobbing again. Do you think that this was not a successful appearance? Why are you crying so much?
You're choking me still and holding the hentai in front of my face. I just wanted to leave.
Okay. Sorry, but you got to wait till the end of the show. And tell you charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
why? You, why? You brought your camera out. Why? Why do you have your camera here?
To selfie.
To selfie. Oh, yeah. Okay. You don't want to film any of us.
I mean, if any of you have endangered relatives, we could shoot a spot and see if we can help.
Honestly, yes, my relatives are endangered in the sense of, but not as human beings. I mean, human beings are not endangered, not the species.
What? Well, okay, but so would you?
Just meaning I have older parents.
Yes. If you want your older parents.
I don't think watching porn is going to cure that for them.
If you think your parents watching you fuck is going to help them have another kid, then I'll shoot you. But I don't.
I'll try it, but I don't know. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike.
That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.